Ubasar basada treifa loisechelu, lakelev tashlucha noisai. Pasuk says, Parshas Mishpatim, that there's an iser, you're not allowed to eat basar of a treifa, an animal that has certain types of problems and diseases that are classified in Gemara as treifas. And the halacha is, what do you do with them? So the Torah says, lakelev tashlucha noisai. You throw it to the dog. Now, Pashup Shat, you can learn that the Torah is saying that you're allowed to have hana. You can throw it to the kelev, even though you're not allowed to eat it, but it's not something which is osir b'hana. However, Rashi in the Chumash, Rashi on this Pasuk, says that from here we see a rule. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikapeach schar kol beryo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu repays the schar for all creatures, all living things. What does this mean? Because the Pasuk says earlier in Parshas Boy, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, that when Klal Yisrael would leave Mitzrayim, there were guard dogs that were over there that were meant to prevent people from leaving, prevent people from escaping. And the Torah says that the dogs won't bark. So the Taka, because of the schar, that the dogs won't bark, and therefore Bnei Yisrael will be able to leave. So for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they deserve schar. Since they deserve schar, so therefore the pasuk says you give them the schar. The schar is that you give them the basar treifa. So it would seem from the pashtas of the Rashi that if somebody has an animal that's a treifa, a person shechts an animal, and he opens up the animal and inside and he sees that there's a problem that makes it treifa. So it would seem that there's a special mitzvah instead of throwing it in the garbage, instead of giving it away to a guy, there would be a specific mitzvah to go give it specifically to a kelev. Be a key mitzvah, a kelev tashlicha noisai. In fact, the Sefer Divrei Emes in the Kudras about mitzvahs, he paskins that we know the halacha is that if the mokum b'kuach nefesh, person's allowed to be over and aver, he's allowed to eat even machol sasuris. So the big discussion in the Paiskim, the Sugyas and the Gemara, what happens if a person is Pekuch Nefesh, so he has to be over, he has to eat something which is usually awesome. Now the question is, which Avera should we do? Now we have a choice between two Averas. So which Avera, usually we pick which Avera is less serious, which is less Chomer. Says the Divrei Emes, what if the person has a choice? He is in a Sakana, and he could either eat a Basar that's Nevela, a Basar that's Trefa. Either he could take meat from a treifa, one of these animals that was diseased, or he could take meat from an animal that's nevela. It's a kosher animal, but it wasn't shechted properly, so there's an isser to eat it out nevela. Now, the isser nevela is alive in the Torah. You're not allowed to eat nevela. This treifa is also alive. So mitzad, the actual isser achilo, there's no difference. It's not like one isser is more chamra because it has a bigger einish, as einish karas, einish skila. They're both the same. They're both chayvi lavin. Says the Divrei Emes, so which one should you eat? Says the Divrei Emes, you should eat the nevela rather than eating the treifa. Because if you eat the nevela, then you could still be mikayim the mitzvah of lakelv tashlicha noise by giving the treifa to a kelv. Mashenkin, if I eat the treifa, so then I'm not only having over a lav, I'm also being mevatel the mitzvah of giving it to a kelv. So if it's a choice between two averas or one avera, so you'd rather pick the nevela, and this way you're only doing one avera, and that also being the vatal mitzvah. So you see that the Divrei Emes understood that the mitzvah of the kelv tashlicha noisai, it's taka, a real mitzvah. In fact, we find the Meiri in Shabbos and Daf, Yitessim and Aleph, says the same thing. He also says clearly, that he brings down this medrash that says that the same thing that Rashi says, that there's the yishtzad mitzvah parnasosim. There's a special mitzvah to give it to a kelv more than he says give it to a chazir. There's a special mitzvah to give it to a kelv because of the schar. Now, the question becomes, okay, so if we have all these rayas that it's taka mitzvah, so then if a person has an animal that's a treifish, taka should give it to a kelev. Practically speaking, derech klal b'zman hazeh, people don't shech their own animals. You have companies that go and they shech the animals, but even these companies, when they shech the animals, and obviously there's a significant percentage that are treifish, you can't tell before you shech the animal, before checking it, that it's a treifa, so they shecht it and they find that it's a treifa inside, so what do they do with it? So b'derech klal, they sell it to a guy, so they shouldn't have as big of a loss. So the question is, what happened to the mitzvah? Why don't we say that there should be a mitzvah of lakelav tashlichan oisai? So there's a darki tshuva, which is a pirush on Yeridea and Simon Chav Tess of Cotton Bays. He actually quotes a tshuva chikrei lev, Yeridea chelik ala Simon Yates, and the chikrei lev already said that the minhag ha'olam doesn't seem to be to give the treifas to the kelev. Instead, the minhag is to find the guy, and that way he'll make some money. If he gives it to the kelev, he's not making any money. If he sells it to the guy, at least the guy will pay the value of the treifa, that the guy doesn't care whether it's treifa or whether it's chuta. He'll take it and eat it. So the chikrei lev was already it was aimed on this problem that it doesn't seem that the minhag is to give the treifa to the kelev. In fact, the Chikrei Lev says that even in the Gemara, we find cases in the Gemara. He brings the Gemara in Chulun Daf Tzadik Da'adam and Aleph that there were oivis that Shmuel shechted that it would end up being a treifa, and it doesn't say that he gave it to a kelev. It says instead that he gave it to a guy. We find other Gemaras, the Gemara in Chulun Daf and Gimel. So we find even in the times of the Gemara that they weren't makpid on this. So what's the pshat? Why wouldn't they be mekayim a mitzvah if it's truly a mitzvah to give it to a guy? To give it to a kelev. Why wouldn't they give it to a kelev? So there's a sefer on Yeridea over there in Hilchos Treifos, sefer Big Day Sheish. And the sefer Big Day Sheish says that it's true. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, like kelev tashlichan oisai, mitzvah to give it to a kelev. But the whole mitzvah is not mechayiv a person to lose money. It's not mechuyiv to lose money and give it to a kelev and go around looking for random dogs to feed in order that he doesn't make any money and he has to lose any possible hana that he could have from this treifa. It's his animal, it's his treifa. So the halacha is this, that the Torah says, lakelav tashlicha noisai, is in a situation where the person will have benefit from feeding it to a kelev, such as if he owns a kelev. He owns a kelev, so he has to feed his dog. So what's he going to feed his dog? So he's getting some sort of hana by using it as dog food instead of throwing it in the garbage. But if somebody doesn't have a kelev, and he can't contact the companies that make dog food and sell them the treifa, so he's not going to have any hana. He's mechuyev to go find the kelev and lose any hana. So the other big issue says that the Torah wasn't mechayev you to do. So if there's no other eitzah and you can't find it, and you're not going to have hana from feeding it to a kelev, then the halacha is that you're allowed to sell it to a guy. This way, we sell it to a guy. You're allowed to have. You're going to have hana. So therefore, the big day. That's how the big day sheish is miyashiv this minhag ha'olam. I found there's a Mogen Avraham in Simin Tov Tzadik Ches Sifkot Ches. He makes the following comment. He says, "Bizman hazeh stam treifos ein oindim leklovim." It says stamazoi. With no explanation, bizman hazeh stam behemis that are treif are not aimed the klovim. You don't give them to the kelev. And it's very strange. What does it mean that bizman hazeh? What's different bizman hazeh than in the times of the Gemara, in the times of Chazal? Why should this be that it's not aimed the klovim? So the Machzah Shekel, which is the Pirush on the Magen Avraham, Machzah Shekel explains that what's the difference between Bizman HaZeh and Bizman HaGemara. So he says that Bizman HaGemara, Klal Yisrael lived in Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael lived, and Mishnayis lived in Eretz Yisrael, the times of the Gemara, they lived in Bavel, but they lived amongst themselves. There weren't a lot of Goyim in the areas together with where the Jews lived. So therefore, if a person had a treifa, so what were his options? He had an option, he could feed it to a kelev. He had an option, he could go sell it to a guy. No. But if it's sold to a guy, there's not much to do with it. There aren't that many guyim around. So you give a whole animal to a guy, what's he going to do with it? So therefore, in such a situation, there wasn't a lot of money to be made by selling it to a guy. So in that circumstance, there's not that much difference in the hana between selling it to a guy and feeding it to a kelev. So therefore, we say that the stam treifas are oimel kelev because the derech is that people will feed it to the kelev instead of feeding it to a guy. Because all things considered, you'll maybe it's a better investment to use it as dog food. However, he says the Machzah Shekel b'zman hazeh. He says we live among Goyim, so there's a very healthy demand for basar that's inexpensive, and Goyim don't pay top dollar. They don't pay money for basar shchuta. So therefore, there is a market for basar treifa. So in such a situation, there's Machzah Shekel. So there, people take a sell to a guy. They don't give it to a keller. And that's why the Magen Aram says that b'zman hazeh stam treivus are not oimid the caliph. So you see also the way the Machzah Shekel is understanding the Magen Aram, it seems that this mitzvah, this that we say that there's a mitzvah to feed it to a kelev, doesn't seem to be a mitzvah mechletis that you're mechuyiv under all circumstances to feed it to a kelev. If a person can have a benefit, so then we say feed it to the kelev rather than have some other hana. But if a person may have some other benefit, a better hana, by giving it to a guy, by selling it to a guy or something else, so then ein chanami, he's not mechuyiv to go give it to a kelev. So this is all what's brought down in the Paiskim, what we found in the Magen Avraham, the Machzah Shekel, and the Dargi Tshuva, and these Paiskim that discuss this issue. However, Lidaiti, I'm not one that's bar hachi to argue with these Paiskim, but it would seem to me that, you know, if you take a look at Rashi, you would see that Rashi in the Etzim Parsha, on this Pasuk, seems to answer this question. Because on this pasuk, Lakelev Tashlichu Noisei, we'll read the entire Rashi. Rashi says, Lakelev Tashlichu Noisei. So Rashi, Af Hagoy Ki Kelev. A guy is also like a Kelev in this regard. And therefore, even though the Torah says, Lakelev Tashlichu Noisei, Hu Adin, Rashi's telling you, you can give it to a guy. Oh, you know, maybe you'll tell me, Lakelev Kimashmoi, maybe. Kelev kimashmoy, like the Pasha Taich of the Mishnah, like the Pasik, that it's only Kelev and not a guy. Tama loymar ben avelo, oymachal lenachri. Kalvachoyim or letrevish, imateris vachalanois. Imkein matama loymar la Kelev. So we have learned that from Madrasha that the Kelev is lavdafka, it includes guy. Ah, he's Zograshi, so why did the Torah use the word the Kelev if it's lavdafka? Lamedcha, to teach you, shakelev nichbin mimenu. That's one limud. And another thing that we see from this pasuk, which is what we started. That's the medrash that which we begin. So when you read the entire Rashi, Rashi seems to be saying clearly that even though the Torah says lakelov tashlich anoisoi, and we're going to learn kipshutai. We're going to learn Kipshut that Al-Kel Tashlich HaNoisoi is not just telling me a heter, it's telling me that there is a key mitzvah. There is a mitzvah, Al-Kel Tashlich HaNoisoi, to feed it to the Kelev. However, Rashi himself says that it's Lav Dafko, that it's a mitzvah to give it to a Kelev. If you give it to a guy, it seems from Rashi, there would be the same mitzvah as if you would give it to a Kelev. Now, where's Rashi coming from? What's the source to say this halacha? So the truth is, that there is a mechilta. Mechilta is the pirish from the Tanoim on the psukim in Parashas Mishpatim, in Sefer Shmos in general. So the mechilta says over here, now the mechilta doesn't say the exact same words that Rashi says. Read the words of the mechilta. The mechilta says, Lakelev tashlich anoisoi, lakelev v'chakelev. There's two things. There's lakelev to the actual kelev. The kakelev in sounds like to something similar as the kelev. Maybe it's not two things. Maybe it's only Poshet Kelev, a real dog. And that's the continuation. That's the what Rashi says. So it seems clear that Rashi understood the Mechilta. Rashi over here is quoting the Mechilta. He changed a few words, but he seems to have understood that when the Mechilta said Lakelev, Vichakelev, Lakelev obviously means a Poshet Kelev. The Chakelev also means something similar to a Kelev. Rashi understood that this means a guy as well. And that's the drasha, that the whole drasha of the Mechilta and the Mechilta comes out, that not only is there a mitzvah to give it to the Kelev, it's also a mitzvah to give it to the guy. Our Saif calls Saif. What do you see? You see from here that it's true, there's a musig that they say, L'alamedcha, Einei Kadosh Baruch Hu Klapeich Schar Kol Berya. But soif kol soif, we have a drasha, and we understand the pshat and the pasik, that this key of mitzvah, lakel tashlichan oisoi, it's possible to be mikayim in one of two ways. It's possible to be mikayim by giving it to a kelev kimashmoi, kelev mamish, and it's also possible to be mikayim the mitzvah by giving it to a guy. That's the way, that's the drasha, that's Rashi's understanding of the drasha of the mechilta. So if you understand the mechilta like that, like Rashi seems to be saying, then there's no kasha anymore. You ask a kasha that why don't you give a treifa to a kelev? So you're right. If you're just going to take the treifa and throw it in the garbage, you're not going to give it to anybody. So then it could be, and chanami you have a problem that you're not mikayim any mitzvah. But if you're going to give it, you're going to sell it to a guy. It doesn't say you have to give it for free to a guy. Like kelev tashlich anoisoi, it says that you can give it to a guy. So it could be it's mutter even if you sell it to a guy, you could still have this kiyum mitzvah. So this that the Darki Tshuva and the asking Kav is saying that how could it be that the minig is, and you see already in the Gemara, the Chikri Lev says, you see already in the Gemara that they didn't feed it to a kelev, instead they gave it to a guy. So giving it to a guy is 100% mutter, 100% chetchila, and it's even a kinir, it would even be a kiyum mitzvah to give it to a guy. And now you go back to the Mogen Avrom. The Mogen Avrom says that it's not that you're saying that the Bizman Azeh, that the Treif is not Oim of the Kelah. So, and the Machta Shag is B, what do you mean? It was a mitzvah, Kelah Tashlichon. I say, how could that be? It's not so schwer. Well, if the Mogen Avrom holds like Rashi, so then there's two ways of being kind of mitzvah. You're kind of mitzvah of the Kelah Tashlichon. I say, you're kind of mitzvah by selling it to a guy, giving it to a guy. So the Mogen Avraham is saying that Mizvana Gemara, there was one meaning, and Mizvana Zeh, it's only, he's just saying a fact. He's not necessarily you don't have to need a fancy explanation to explain why the meaning changed. That was a Mitzias. Lamaisa, what we have, though, is we have the Meiri. The Meiri seems to say very clearly that the mitzvah is specifically to give it to a kelev, not to give it to a guy. So Al Kapanim, it would come out that it would be a Machlokes Rishonim. What the Meiri does with the Mechilta, so yeah, we could clear. Maybe the Meiri has a different way of understanding the Mechilta. We said the Mechilta doesn't say explicitly that it's talking about Goy. It just says Cha Kelev. Could also be that the Meiri held that we don't necessarily pass by the Mechilta. Even in Rashi. Rashi's saying Pshat in the Pasuk. There's no Raya from Rashi that this is the Psak Halacha. We don't have a Raya that there is anyone who disagrees with this Mechilta. But maybe the Meiri had some other Rechejman, some other reason why you would think that he wouldn't pass like this mechilta. So upon him, if that's true, would become at the very least, would be a machlokes rishonim. You could say, you see, the minhag ha'olam is like Rashi, not like the Meiri. So maybe you're not necessarily mechuyev to be machmir like the Meiri. But upon him, you don't have a kasha anymore on the minhag ha'olam that it's connected the pasuk chumash. Because even the tak, if you sell it to a guy, it's still very yitachan that there's a key mitzvah.